Let's go.
A strong and very powerful voice, warm and recognizable, is able to color every song with details that make her interpretations special and unique. Laura Piazzai. Laura, good evening.
Good evening, Ron, and good evening to all of you, to all the listeners. I'm so happy to be here with you. Thank you.
It is our pleasure to have you just in our show within the night with Ron. So let's talk about you. Born in Italy, but raised up in Sweden. Why?
Exactly, because of my dad. He worked in Sweden, and so he was a director of a company in Sweden. And so I actually popped in there, and I was raised there. I actually love Sweden. I miss it so much. Mm-hmm. It's in my blood. But now, since many years, I've been back here in Italy. So I am, I'm happy to be here too, because I love it. It's a great country.
Yeah. But also Sweden is a great country. Yes.
Of course. I really, really love it. Sweden is really, I feel actually more Swedish than Italian. I have to confess that, because I was grown up there. So I was very, very young when I arrived in Sweden. I was like 4 years old. Mm-hmm. I was raised there. So I look Swedish and I feel Swedish.
Yeah, you look Swedish. You are blonde.
Yes, blonde, green eyes, and there's light skin, except now that I'm tanned from the Italian sun, so I'm a half and a half.
Mm. On which age you was going back to Italy?
I was 16 years old when I came back to Italy, but of course Sweden has always been in my heart, because you know, the early years of your life, you know what they say, Ron? They used to say that when you count 1, 2, 3, 4 in one language, then you feel part of that nation. And I count in Swedish. I have to say that I still count in Swedish, and I still speak in Swedish with my brother, of course. So it's and with my friends. So I speak a lot of languages, because I also teach English and British pronunciation. So I am into a lot of languages. I love it.
Yes.
I have this passion.
Sweden, Italian, Germany, a little bit Dutch also.
Don't say I'm a great, great Dutch speaker.
great.
Oh, well, it took me 1 hour to learn to read something. I don't know. I must sound very funny, but it was also funny to record it.
Oh, it's funny, but it is also very well, because you are just mixing up some Dutch with German, so that sounds very funny.
Yes, of course. I've never heard it in my whole life, so I said, okay, now I have no guide. Who can help me to make this? Okay, I'll do it by myself. Mm-hmm. They will appreciate the efforts that I've done it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You started your career with the soul and R&B, just like Whitney Houston, Beyoncé, Celine Dion, Mariah Carey, Cher.
Yes, I started with soul, because and pop dance, and a lot of dance, actually.
Yeah.
I have
mm-hmm.
done a lot of dance records,
mm-hmm.
so like in the 90s, and also collaborating with a Dutch artist, actually. And I have done a lot of these records, and was until 96, and then I just turned into rock, and well, I have been around stages with soul, with pop, and a lot of music genres, actually.
Yeah, but why you started with R&B and soul, and then after that you thought by yourself, okay, this is not my genre, I go to the rock, or how must I see that?
Well, I haven't actually abandoned soul and R&B, because I still sing that.
Mm-hmm.
But musically talking, like recordings and having a record out, I really wanted to get into rock, because everybody told me about, wow, what a strong voice you have. You should be really singing rock. And at that point, a friend of mine told me, why don't you write to Clive Nolan? Actually, I never write to anyone. So mm-hmm. I said, well, let's see if he can focus on my voice. Mm-hmm. And so I sent him Great Gig in the Sky by Pink Floyd in my version. He loved it. He said, what a terrific voice. Yeah. Well, if you pop in here in London, just give me a call. And I said, I'm going to pop in London. Tell me just when. And so I did so. And the collaboration started just with Clive Nolan. And this is how everything, the project, all our projects took place.
Okay, let's go back to the Eurodance in the 90s, was that? I see that also in your discography. Discography, yeah. Started in 1994, UKD, everybody. Do you then dance or did you sing, actually?
It was the first song I think I did was, I don't remember if it was 94 or it was if it was in the 1990, I think, something like that. And it was Cap'n Family, Get You Somehow, which was a very nice and very happy song. And I sang all these projects. So I was in the production with my friends, but actually as a singer. So it was a really nice opportunity to let my voice out with these strong vocals I had inside, because, of course, I was collaborating with these very strong and big companies, you know, like labels, like Time Records, like Digit International, and that then closed. Digit International closed, but Time Record is still one of the strongest realities on the market. And then I had a UMM, I had a lot of these labels collaborating, that I was collaborating with as a singer. And like Alex Gaudino, for example, he's a very famous DJ here in Italy, and not only here in Italy, but in the European market. Then I worked with a guy called Danny Rosen, and he was actually, he is, he's not dead, poor guy, he is actually Dutch, and the song is Respect Me. It was a very cool song. I'm going to pass you this song, actually, for your program. It's
really
cool.
Thank you very much. Yeah, that's very cool after some... Yeah, then, okay, it's just still recording. Then after that, when I edit it, then I will make that song, what you sent to me. Is that okay?
Yes. Okay, yes, okay. I'm going to send it to you.
Great. Okay, let's get back. You said it was in the 90s. That's not correct, because I have your website. By the way, a very beautiful website. LauraPiazzai.com, ladies and gentlemen. Get You Somehow from Disco Magic from Gaudino Flying Records in 1994.
Yes. 1994. There was... what was the song there? Yeah, sorry, I don't remember. I don't remember all the songs, actually, because in the 90s, I was in a lot of projects. I think the first one was this Get You Somehow. And then we started with I don't remember what, actually, because really, I had a lot of dance records coming out. Mm-hmm. And with Al Barbero. Al Barbero is the producer of From the Outside In, so my prog album, actually, still producing my stuff since so many years. So can you imagine, from the 90s and up till now, he's still producing the songs and the albums we're doing. So that's cool. I introduced him to Clive Nolan, and we actually wanted him for this From the Outside In too. So yes,
that's
back
later
in times, I have a lot of stuff going on. Yes, a lot of records.
Okay, later on we will talk about Clive Nolan and, of course, Laura Piazzai From the Outside In, because that is your album from 2019. But first of all, raised up in Sweden, live in Italy. Are you well known in Italy and in Europe? Because I never heard about you until Petra from Germany was writing us an email. Are you well known by the people in Europe?
Say we as a dance crew we were, And in the well, I've never had actually anything that I call so important out, not so important for me, and so I were never around promoting anything, but I were around with the bands, you know, with my band that does not exist anymore, because I have a new one now that actually plays that plays rock, so prog. Mm-hmm. So I'm in a totally new story now. I was known in the 1994-96, so for this European stuff. They went not only in Europe, but also in Japan, and so the name inside of this Eurodance mm-hmm. were in. But now, that I'm working again with Clive Nolan, I am like starting from here, because I have a lot of new stuff coming on, and here now the name is really going out in the world, thanks to Petra also. She's great, my manager.
Yeah, she's great, and she's very friendly. She always make an answer when we have some questions, so she's doing great. Is that your manager, actually?
She's my dear friend. She's like a sister to me, basically. Uh-huh. And she is really very important for me, and whatever she is doing is really great. She's really, I call her a stone. She's a stone dropped on the head of the people that worked, that is involved with me, because she is really into this these productions. She is very good in managing everything, so I don't even have to think about my promotion, because she has everything in her hands. She's really she's so great. She really is contacting radios, she's contacting magazines, she's contacting everybody, really. So I think in her future she will be contacting priests and who knows, nuns and everybody, to get us known in this in the radio stuff. No, I'm really happy. She's great. She's great.
She's great. A very nice, friendly person, I think. I never met her in real, but maybe someday. Laura, also in Italy and all the world, the COVID-19, so no live performances. How did you manage that the last 1.5 years?
I managed it by doing a whole lot of stuff. For example, we worked a lot on the future projects, preparing everything that should go for the recordings of the future project, like the musical, like the Imaginarium project, the special record that will come out with Imaginarium, preparing the band, because Legacy is my live band, so we are still preparing the shows for Legacy, learning new songs and covers that I have to do around when I'm doing also, you know, stuff like weddings and things like this, and events and whatever that comes. So I have been very, very, very busy, and I was just preparing my lessons, because this is another important thing that I'm doing. So also preparing my lessons. I was actually very, very busy. I have nobody heard me saying, "Oh, I'm so bored." No, never. No. I'm always very active. Yes, I know how to fill my time.
No, okay. A few weeks ago, we had in the show of Jeanette Rock Café, but I also make as a presentation on the radio, and then I asked you to marry me. That, of course, was a joke, but a lot of people enjoyed it anyway. But actually, about your personal life, you are already married, huh?
I am, yes.
Oh.
I'm married. Yeah, I am.
For how many years? Do you have also kids?
No, absolutely not. If you do, if you count my four cats and my dog, then no other kids for me.
That are your kids, though.
they are my kids. They're very cute and very good. And well, actually, when they were small, they didn't poo in my arms. So this is a great thing. No. On my shoulder, you know.
Yeah, but anyway, I just was printed out your picture. It's hanging just above my bed, so it's great.
That's very nice. Yes. Let's... So everybody thinks that actually this would be your next step to marry me.
I think so, yes. Yes, I got a dream, eh? So,
yeah. You know, yeah, but don't forget about the car and the house and blah, 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 blah. You know, the request.
Yeah, I know, I know. I'm just saving all my money what I have now. So don't worry about that.
That's great. Okay. In the meanwhile, hopefully, I will be a rich lady.
I hope also. But okay, anyway, seriously.
Can I say a little hello also to Jeanette? Because we want to say hello to Jeanette. She's such a nice gal. I want to say hello and a hug to her too.
Of course, of course. She's also listening to the show. So it's all yours. I will keep my mouth for just a while.
Yeah, so I send her really a big hug because she's really an amazing person, really, and always so very helpful. So I really want to say my personal hello and send her my personal hugs, really.
Ah, that's sweet of you. I think she's now with a big smile on her face. I'm definitely sure. But she's now on holidays in Iceland.
Oh, no, really?
Yeah.
Such a beautiful country, my goodness. You know that among my dreams of learning languages, Icelandic is one of my, let's say, very favorite languages to learn before I die.
Okay, so what are you going to do about it?
I'm going to try it. Well, I have another project now out. It's a kind of a Viking project, an acoustic Viking project, and it's very cool, actually. I will sing this Icelandic too, so I'm very excited about it, yes. Yeah, I'm always full of ideas, you know.
Yeah, me too. But some of the ideas will never come true, but okay, anyway.
Well, I think that if I have enough time, mine will all come true.
Okay, and what's your biggest dream in the future?
Oh, what a nice question, my goodness. I am actually living my biggest dream now. Mm. I am living this exceptional and wonderful musical moment and going on to have this kind of path in music. This is my biggest dream that I'm living in this moment. Okay. So I'm living it, yes.
So you actually don't see it as work because it's a hobby. You are just, the sound come from your soul. Is that correct?
It's my job, and it's my, let's say, I am lucky that I have my passion as a job. Mm-hmm. So it's this is a great luck I have to do this job, to sing with passion, to work in music business in Prague, because Prague is something very different. There's a human part that I really feel very strong, which is not in pop, it's not in every kind of music you can think about, it's only business, you know. Mm-hmm. But Prague is actually a very different kind of music with different kind of people. So this is what I enjoy. I enjoy the fact that I am now in this musical, so all my dreams are coming true, you know. This is why I say I'm very lucky to live a moment that I think and I hope is going to last for my whole life.
Mm. I hear that you are a very happy person, and I'm very glad for that, of course.
I am so much.
Laura, when you have a big hit, just not you, but somebody else in this world, just one big hit, Toto, you can name everyone. They can live for the rest of their lives because what it brings in the pocket. How about you? Because you made very much songs. Can you live from that money, what you earn in the music world?
In prog music again, you are like the very, you know, prog has on its inside the very elite, the very best musicians in the world, but they are not the richest one.
Okay.
So when you are in prog world, you actually have the passion for music, but you don't have the pocket full.
No, okay, but you can live from it or not?
But you can have lots of musical, different musical orientations. So you actually have some good money from other stuff, but you have the glory, the glorious part in this wonderful prog music. That is actually something that, when you reach that level, I think you have really reached the highest peaks of music. So this is what I think is the most important thing for me.
Great, great, great. When I say to you, Clive Nolan, what do you say? How important is he for you?
Well, he started everything that I can say. He started this high level stuff. So for me, it's very important to actually be the singer that he was searching for, was looking for his projects. You know, he was once one day in his kitchen, he told me, well, I found my strong rock voice, and this is very, very important for me. It's an honor for me to know that my voice is so important for his songs, actually. So it's very important for me also for the fact that I have reached these levels that I told you about, coming out from everything that is mainstream, going into prog and going into this huge musicals that are so difficult also. Well, that has been really a nice jump in my life. So it's incredible.
Yeah, in 2019, your album From the Outside In, 13 songs on that album together with Clive. Clive did written all the songs on that album.
Yes, he is a great composer. He writes lyrics in such a short time. He's incredible you can't know what he and who he is until you start working with him. He is incredible, like a bomb. So these songs were written like 27 years ago, 30 years ago, 40 years ago, and they sound like written today. He made the new versions of these songs based on my voice. So some of these songs were female versions already, and we did them even more difficult. We took them up higher notes, even higher notes. So it's very important that the journalist, for example, knows before they write something about our album, they should know actually how more difficult it was to sing these songs, because we wanted to do the efforts even more difficult, and the result was great, actually. The result was really great.
13 numbers. Also on your website you can listen to the songs. When people want to order this album, is that possible online?
Of course, and I so much hope that they will do after this program.
So how people can reach you, or your producer, or whatever, how they can get this album?
Well, they can only reach the website laurapiazzai.com, and from the demo section they can simply click on buy now and they can own their own copy. They can own also 100 copies. And if they want, they can contact Pietra, so it's contact@laurapiazzai.com, and from the website they can both get the link to Clive's website, so from Clive's shop, and from my website, directly order it from me, and they will receive also a nice dedication, but not directly on the album, because I like to keep it clean and nice. I used to add a letter to everybody. I always write a letter in that I put together with the album, that I want to say thank you to who orders the album. And it's so important for us to be for prog people to be supported by the listeners. This is something that we always say thank you for.
Okay, the album, this 13 songs. Beauty and the Beast is a song. Shadows, Sacrifice, I See Whole Again. That's my favorite, by the way.
Beautiful, yeah.
Closer, wow. Walk on Water, Sensing and Preserve.
Sensing a Presence.
Present, yeah. Because I'm not going to read it because there is something on the website, but okay. Anyway, so I will translate this for the people who don't speak English very well. Dames en heren, wilt u dit album verkrijgen van Laura Piazza? Dan kan dat natuurlijk gewoon via de website. Als je klikt op een van de demootjes op de website laurapiazza.com, dan kan je dat bestellen. Dat kan ook natuurlijk eventjes via een mailtje naar Petra. Of wel eventjes contacten met ons. info@radio.nl. En dan gaan wij zorgen dat je in het bezit komt van dat mooie album. Laura.
Yes.
Of is het Laura?
Laura. But everybody calls me Laura because I work with the UK. So actually everybody calls me Laura.
Okay, then, I remember that I said in the program of Jeanette, Laura, but okay, in this interview it is Laura, but anyway, it's the same then.
Yes, of course, my name is Laura, so very well done and Laura. Very well said.
Yeah. I got a special request for you, because I was also doing my homework to prepare myself for this interview, and I think it's very hard to ask, but anyway, we don't have no, but you always can get a yes. Is it possible that you can make an a cappella just from 1 minute for the song Whole Again now?
Oh,
yeah.
Man, that's great.
Yeah.
Really? That you know, nobody asked me this. So I really, really appreciate this request.
Oh. No.
It's something new. Can I make you a question? Why did this great and intelligent thing come from you? Why do you?
Because I am smart. I am handsome, I think.
That's great.
Do you want to hear more? Now, anyway, it is about you, not about me, of course. Can you make just a cappella, just live, Whole Again, please?
Of course, yeah. let's go with this. What part do you want? It's so difficult. So I wasn't prepared to that.
No, okay.
Let's see. Mm-hmm. Strong images, powerful memories, moments of secret love across centuries. All things must end, but who can know when? Nothing can make my heart whole again. All things must end, but who can know when? Nothing can make my heart whole again.
Laura Piazza. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you very much.
Oh, that was for you guys. Especially for you, of course.
So private.
Yes, this is like a wedding gift.
I think we will remember this till the end of our lives. I think that. Yeah, but okay. Anyway, just a little bit humor is always nice in an interview, I think.
It is, of course.
Okay. I think we have enough now because we talk now 30 minutes.
So we have filled the program.
Yeah, we have filled the program for, I think, 45 minutes or 1 hour. So, if you want to send me some Eurodance songs, then at the beginning of our interview, when I make it an editing, then I will make some Eurodance. And after that, when we're talking about your album, then I will make some songs of that album. Is that okay with you?
That's great. I hope I can find them. Otherwise, I will ask Petra to send you everything because she's more organized than I am.
Okay.
So I will tell her to send you some stuff from the Eurodance. I think she has it around. She has everything that I have sang in my whole life. So
that's great. But then when you... Oh, I'm sorry. When you're asking Petra, then it has to be done before tomorrow afternoon, because tomorrow evening, Dutch time, 10 o'clock, my show is starting. It will be live, of course. So I pretend in that show that you are just live in that show. Is that okay with you?
Yeah. But I think she will send you something immediately, or if not now, in half an hour or in 1 hour when she goes up. She's down in the garden now. As soon as she goes up, she will do it. She is, while we are talking, she's already doing stuff, you know. She's crazy.
But she's crazy but good. She's a good person.
A crazy good one. Can we add maybe some bye-bye to the listeners and so, and some thank yous?
That is what I just want to ask you, because we are just now talking a little bit private, so I will cut this one out. Did I miss something, or did you, or do you want to say some more, or do you want to promote some extra, or do whatever?
No, maybe we say again laurapiazzai.com .com if they want to own the album, and again maybe underline how important it is for this kind of music to be promoted by radios, and the help that they get from the radios is really everything. Maybe you can say this. I mean, and so I say thank you for this. Everything. Now it's very important. This is very important because, you know, pop music, they have always this mainstream stuff, and it's so easy for them to promote. But high level music should be spread around, really, and they never get the right promotion. This is really what I wanted to focus on as a last thing. If you want to say it, I say it. It's the same.
I think together, but okay. Then I just now gonna close our private talk again. Now we just go on with the interview, just as you see. Yes, okay. Laura.
Yes.
Now it's Laura. So Laura. Laura. Your album 2019. Is there coming up in the few months, years, a new album?
We are talking about it, but as we have a lot of projects, big projects with my name, so they have to come out in, I think, in the beginning of next year, and the musical of Clive Nolan, and another project with him and with Eric Bouillet, which is a French composer. So Imaginarium, this is a very big project, and we have this really huge things out, so we are waiting, I think, like 1 year before giving to birth another baby. That will be the follow-up from The Outside In, but it will arrive. So yes, it's going to have a follow-up, of course. Yes, okay. We enjoyed it so much.
Yeah, me too, and I hope all the listeners also from the album Inside Out. How important is it that Proc will be your special Proc with your beautiful voice, because you are a beautiful woman and of course a beautiful voice. How important is that Proc will be on so many radio stations? Why is that so important for you?
It's very important because, you know, the main radios, the radios that we call the, you know, the principal famous radios that used to promote only mainstream music, only dance music, only pop, easy listening music. Well, this kind of radios, they never actually promote these very famous and wonderful composers. So it's so important that so many radios actually Sorry, I so Ron.
Yeah.
Just interrupt this. I can take it from the beginning because I had a cleaning lady coming up saying hello. I'm sorry. I just had to say hello to her. Do you pardon me?
Yeah, no problem.
No, actually, she went. I think now. Yes, but she came up and she distracted me with a vacuum cleaner coming up here.
Oh, I think I'm not going to cut this out. This is just a blooper. A blooper.
Actually, I love it.
So maybe when you're listening tomorrow evening to your own interview, then maybe I will keep this also in this.
What is special vacuum cleaner stuff.
Yeah.
The last time I did an interview, I had the man painting the walls, and so it was very funny with the German radio and this vacuum cleaner.
Oh, I saw that on your Facebook. I think you were sitting there in the studio.
No, that was an Italian. That was an Italian radio.
Oh.
It was they made 2 hours. 2 hours program with me. It was so amazing, really. Yes, I loved it, really. It was like 3 weeks ago, 1 month ago or something. Yes,
yeah, that's true. Amazing. That's true. That's
I
true.
Enjoyed it so much, yes. I had a lot of fun.
Okay, we will do it over. Yes, so I will ask you the question and then...
Yes, I'm so sorry,
yeah,
Ron.
Is the cleaning woman now outside?
She went.
Okay.
She went away.
Okay.
Yes.
Laura. Laura.
How
why?
Important.
Yeah. Why it is for you so important that the internet radio stations are just giving you the attention and also the space to talk about your music and also prog, because the big stations, the commercial station, hardly don't make this kind of sounds.
No, this is a great question, actually, Ron, because we don't have the support of the so-called principal radios in each country. They used to send music, like you said, like mainstream and very easy listening songs, popular. But how can an important song be popular if the radios don't play it?
Yeah.
So it's actually, if you listen to my album is very easily, I mean, easy to get in your ears, because the music is so high level, the singing is so high level, but the sound remains in your ears. And this is cool, actually, because you can listen in 30, 40, 50 years, these songs will never die.
No.
If you listen to Rihanna, in like 1 year, her songs will be old. I mean, so the sounds will get old there, because it's popular music. Popular music means that it's popular in that moment. But in 1, 2, 3 years, it will not last through the years.
Mm.
This, well, consider just Clive wrote these songs 27, 30 years ago. And now, completely new, they sound like written today. So can you imagine, if you buy my album today, you will still going on listening to it in like 30 years. So it's quite important to actually buy good stuff. It's like food, you know. If you buy rubbish for your body will not last so long.
Mm-hmm.
If you buy good stuff and feed your ears with good music, your soul will be fed with good stuff, good music, good sounds, and will make you feel great. This is the, and it's actually, you will live longer, you know.
Oh, well, if that is true, then ladies and gentlemen, buy this album from Laura Piazzai. You will live longer. Yeah, she promised you so.
Yes, you know, they always tell me, oh, you sound always so happy, you have this happy voice, and I can hear you are a happy person, all my friends tell me this, and I said, well, great, yes, you know, you make people live longer with your happiness, so, whoa, what's better than to own my record, and you have it always.
Okay, order it, ladies and gentlemen, dus ga bestellen, laurapiazzai.com, of eventjes een e-mailtje naar info, @zijnradio.nl. I wish we could talk much more longer, Laura.
Well, Yes, it was amazing.
It was amazing. It was all my pleasure. Thank you so much for making time. You are now sitting in Italy. We, of course, in the Netherlands. Thank you so very much. And we wish you all the luck with your album. And, of course, with your great songs, albums, what's coming up in the near future. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. On my side, I really want to thank you because you are a great host for the program. And I thank Jeanette, too, because I want to thank her, too. And really, Ron, you are amazing. So I wish you to have a great success with your program because it's so amazing. And I wish all your nice listeners really a great evening with you. And I thank them all for being with us this night. So thanks again for having me on your program. Thanks for spending your time with me.
Laura Piazzai. Oh, so great. Thank you very much. Can you say just one thing in Dutch, Laura?
No, because I don't have nothing in front of me.
No, that doesn't matter. I promise you it will be just normal. So not impolite or something like that. But that is
no,
just...
Not like this. You could send my jingle that is in such perfect Dutch.
So you won't do it when I say to you, can you say this in Dutch? Then you said no, I'm not gonna do that.
Let's try it.
Okay, here it comes. Dankjewel Ron, je bent lief.
What? Danke?
Dankjewel. Yeah, that means thank you.
Dankjewel.
Yeah, and then Ron is... Ja, dat is mijn naam, Ron. Ron is lief.
Ron is lief.
Ja, ja. Oh, that sounds great. And that
Ron
means,
is lief.
Yeah, and that means Ron is sweet.
Oh, that's great. I love it. This was an lesson. I love this. Really cool. This was the most amazing part, actually.
Oh, okay. Thank you very much, Laura.
Can I say something new? Something else? Whatever you want.
Whatever you want.
How to say, this was amazing.
Het was fantastisch.
Now, again, say it slowly.
Slowly. Het was fantastisch.
Het was fantastisch.
Groetjes uit Italië.
This was too difficult. We take it for the next time.
We take it for the next time. Laura, it was my pleasure. I will make a great interview of it, of course, with the songs. So if I got
this. Yes.
Yes. So you're going to listen also tomorrow evening?
Of course I am. Yes.
Ah, that is great. And yeah, it was just my pleasure. Thank you very much.
Thanks, and whenever you want, I'm here available for you.
Thank you very much, and we keep in touch on Facebook.
That's it. Thank you, Ron. Have a great evening, and I will tell Petra to send you the stuff, okay?
Thank you very much. I wish you also a great evening.
Hugs to you.
Okay, bye-bye.
Ciao, Ron.
Bye-bye.
Ciao.
Bye.